Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Alana is on with us this morning. Good morning, Alana.
Hi, good morning.
Alana and Anthony met on Bumble, exchanged messages for a few weeks before finding a night to have dinner. And because they had messaged each other for a week, Alana felt like they were pretty comfortable and even had some inside jokes, laughed at dinner. So because of that, Alana was certain that there was going to be a second date, but she only heard from Anthony once after their date, and it was just to thank her for meeting for dinner. So, Alana, did anything happen maybe in the course of the end of the evening? I mean, you were pretty confident, right?
Right. He never really said anything was wrong. I thought dinner went great, and I was pretty sure that he was going to call me back for a second date.
Oh,
but it never happened.
She sounds really sad.
I know. I don't like that.
Hi, Anthony. Are you there?
Here.
Hi, Anthony. This is Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We are the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call Second Date Update. And the reason we're calling is because Alana came to us and wanted us to give you a call and ask a couple of questions about your date with her. Would you mind talking to us about that?
No, I really don't feel like.
Well, no, I mean, listen, Alana came to us. She came to us. She wanted us to ask you just a couple of questions. She just wanted to get clarification on why she hasn't heard from you since the date.
I mean, it's more so personal than anything else, but, you know, I just don't really. I don't want to talk about it. You know, she's a cool girl.
Anthony, can I interrupt? We know it's personal because it's not professional. So,
wait, is it a personal reason for you, or are you saying the reason you don't want to go out with her again is personal for her?
I mean, it's personal for me. I mean, she did something I thought was gross, and like I can't get over it. So I can't see myself dating somebody like that. So
she did something gross.
I mean, maybe for somebody else, it may not be. All right, so here we go.
Okay.
Because, right. my only way I could do is explain it. Like, she, like, all throughout the night, she kept biting her nails.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, see, I mean, like, that's gross. Well, you know what your hands touch? No, you scratch your elbows or, you know, what
No.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
That can't be the
elbow juice.
Hold on, I don't know what elbow juice is.
Okay.
Yeah, man, elbow juice, man. That's when you scratch your elbow and that dirt that get up under your nails, that's elbow juice. And you put that in your mouth, that's gross.
Description is gross. Does that happen?
I can't remember the last time I had an itch on my elbow.
You scratch your face, you scratch your hair, that stuff is under your nails, you put it in your mouth, and then she was spitting it on the table.
She was spitting.
Wait a
spitting. Wait. Hold on.
Where my food is?
Okay, let's take elbow juice and put it on a shelf for a second. Okay, you didn't like that she was biting her nails and then she was spitting it on the table because that is gross.
Yeah, man. How would kiss somebody in the mouth like that? Would you get elbow juice? When you go to the bathroom, you touch the handles and
okay,
stuff
Anthony,
like that?
Okay, Anthony, we said we're going to put elbow juice on the shelf, okay? Let's talk to Alana for a second.
Alana, are you there?
Yes, hi. I'm here.
Alana, were you really spitting your nails on the table?
Honestly, subconsciously, I could have been doing it just more so not aware.
I get really nervous. I get like.
I do bite my nails. It's a bad habit.
Well, I bite my nails too.
Like, I don't think that she like purposely went and spit. Like, I think.
Right, yeah.
I'm envisioning her biting it a little bit and then.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
But like, what I'm saying is. Like, she probably was doing it subconsciously, or, you know what I mean?
Well, okay, but I mean, that doesn't make it not gross if she's pitting onto the table.
Yeah, man. By my food?
By his food.
I'm going to eat a quesadilla with fingernail in it. That's gross.
Okay, all right.
I mean, like...
Listen, so here on Second Date Update, we've had a situation before where a date went sideways when the date was picking nail polish off her nails.
That's right. I
remember that. I don't think we've ever had a situation where, I mean, using the term spitting loosely, nails onto the dinner table.
And that was Alana, all of my quesadillas.
Okay, all right.
I do think
that there's two things here. Obviously, I don't know if you guys are a match or not.
I think they could be.
Probably, but I don't think they are. So I think that Alana, I think that maybe you do have some habits that gross Anthony out. Anthony, I think that your threshold for what is considered gross and not gross is too high. That's me personally. But,
elbow juice is gross.
Okay, we're not talking about that.
Said.
If you scratch your elbow, no juice should come out. I'm not talking about
like
this.
The cell, the skin cells and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, then call it elbow dirt then. Don't call it juice.
Oh, man.
God. Oh, my God. Anyway, I don't think you guys are a match. Anthony, do you want to go on another date with her?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. Oh. All right. All right. Okay. Well, have a happy holiday.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.